When you use a little bit of sense of humor, what are you doing? You're using the secondary word of the meaning of the words, right? What we do, we cheat. First of all around the globe, all around the history, our language is poetic. What? Look at him. This is a guy, philosopher, who hated the poetry and up to being 40 years almost. Before Shams, he never even read the poetry. Yeah, he disliked it. Everything is in poetry. Why? At least that one you should know. These are the basic of this class to me. These are the basic discoveries I made. What is the poetry? How in poetry, the first meaning of the word is not what poet means. Never. That's how we cheat. We talk your language, but we don't mean it. We mean something else. In poetry, poetry is provoking the imagination. Ah, imagination. What is imagination? What is imagination?
Abstraction.
What about everything? Go book one, second paragraph. He said, imagination looks like it is not here. But pay attention. We human beings, we live in imagination. Our war, our peace, our agreement, our hate, all are based on imagination. He even later said, imagine two fellow. One fellow in the best garden of heaven with bad imagination stuff in his head, and a guy in the hell with good imagination. Which one do you want to be? That's how it is, imagination. And do you remember the imagination which is the second one? When you want to go inside a human being, the first thing is common sense, imagination, illusion, fake rosette, the real apple. Remember all that? Here he talked about it and said, you know what? I know what I'm talking about is not it, but the speaking will dig like a creek. The water will run in that creek. Because what we say is like this. We say something, and in the future this water could arrive to someone. I'm sitting down here, I'm writing this, poetries, I'm making this creek, and 800 years from now in Vancouver some people will read it, because this is the difference between we and the animals. They are in their time, we, eternity is ours, because that's how we accumulate all this stuff. He said, okay, in each century there will be someone who is talking. But when the other people, the ancient people, had gave the base, it will be very helpful. Remember your owl inside, the one that I'm talking about, that's the fellow that is looking forward for improvement. And your ego, your nafs, is looking for darkness. Why? Because the fellow is like a stranger in your home. Do you know, we talked about this. We said, when you're passing by the roads, the dogs in their home, suddenly they are very brave. When they're outside, not. But that's what the ego does. Here is always brave to defend me for me. And oh, let me give you a very good advice. One of the best things you should do in this period of work, which is what? Enrichment. You want to enrich in this wisdom, right? One of the best things you should do for yourself is run away from stupid ones, because they influence you. This is what is my culture, my life, my thinking, my imagination will be influenced by the people around me. So I should be careful about the people I associate with. Who is the guilty party tonight? Will you just candidated for tonight? How about that?
How Jesus, on whom he peaks, fled to the top of a mountain from the fools.
I remember the mountain is what? For Rumi, mountain is this universe. Everything is the mountain, because whatever you say, the ego will come back to you and all that. Here, Jesus will run from the stupid ones to the mountain. Yes.
Jesus, son of Mary, was fleeing to a mountain. You would say that a lion wished to shed his blood. A certain man ran after him and said, "Are you well? There is no one in pursuit of you. Why do you flee like a bird?" He still kept running with haste, so that on account of his haste he did not answer him. He pushed on in pursuit of Jesus for the distance of one or two fields, and then invoked Jesus with the utmost earnestness, saying, "For the sake of pleasing God, stop one moment, for I have a difficulty concerning your flight. For whom are you fleeing in this direction, O noble one? There is no lion pursuing you, no enemy, and there is no fear or danger." He said, "I am fleeing from the fool. Leave. I am saving myself. Do not stop me."
Okay. This is the beginning of the story. You see, he started the story without any opening stuff and explanation. Just as simple as reporting an act. An act of Jesus. Why Jesus? Within all these prophets and with all the stories that we have made for these prophets, when did we go for Jesus? Jesus, in each of these prophets, we emphasize on something in their story. One of the main things you hear about the story of Jesus is he will ride a donkey without anything on it, a bare donkey. And that's a very silly part of that story, but it's always there because Jesus is the fellow who is riding the ego, the donkey, the nafs, right? Here, Jesus is running away as if the lion was going to get him. Let's go back to lion. What do you remember about the lion? First, there was a lion in book one, which was the real good lion, who was cheated by the animals, right? Then what? In book two, we talked about the black lion. Black lion that eats your cow and will replace it, remember? And you unknowingly start to play with that lion, right? Here, as if the lion is following him, Jesus is running away. Okay? Then someone is running with him and asking the question. Then Rumi doesn't go fast to tell you the answer. Jesus will tell him that, leave me alone, and he's running faster. The other guy will run faster. When he arrives, he will pose the question that, why are you running this fast? Because there is no lion, there is no enemy, and you don't have any fear. Because when you talk about the Jesus, which is the spirit, Spirit doesn't have this. Remember, this is the guy that he said, oh, kill me, because in my killing there will be a lot of life. Remember all that? So this Jesus, the guy will say, hey, there is no danger. I don't see why should you run away. And he said, ha, even you are bothering me now. I'm running away from fools, the stupid ones. Leave me alone. Yes?
He said, I am fleeing from the fool. Leave. I am saving myself. Do not stop me. Why, said he, are you not the Messiah by whom the blind and the deaf are restored? He said, yes, said the other. Are you not the king in whom the spells of the unseen world have their abode? When you chant those spells over a dead man, he springs up like a lion that has caught his prey. He said, yes, I am he. Said the other, don't you make birds out of clay, O beauteous one? He said, yes. Said the other, then, O pure spirit, you do whatsoever you will. Whom do you fear?
Okay, what is all this? Rumi goes through a lot of time to play with all this. Why? To explain to you that people, I know that when you think about the spirit, you think about the goodness of the spirit and the power of the spirit. So if I tell you that, you know what? You should be careful not to be influenced by the stupid people. What is your reaction? No, honestly. Now, let's say in a party, I see you and I say, you know what? You should be careful not to be influenced by stupid people. What is your reaction? You. Oh, I'll tell you what is your reaction. Inside you will say, me? Stupid people. I know stupid people. Oh, I have seen a lot. I have experienced. And I hear a lot. No, I won't be. Listen, if you are very knowledgeable, if you know a lot, if you are very clever, if your IQ is high, you should do this. You see, this Jesus I'm saying is running away is these fellows. He will arrive to the point and say, isn't you the fellow who read the dead spell and the dead fellow came alive? I said, yes. All is explained to you to understand that I'm talking about your spirit that should run away from stupid people. And don't think because your intelligence is not good enough, not because your heart is not strong enough, not because you have a weakness. This is a very critical, special point. Let's listen. Yes.
With such evidence, who is there in the world that would not be one of the slaves to you? Jesus said, by the holy essence of God, the maker of the body and the creator of the soul and eternity.
Are you listening? They were conversing. Okay, this story, you should look at the form of the story. You should look how we say it, not what we say. Here, okay, you're talking. Say, where are you running away? I don't have time for this. Please, run with him. Talk to him. Then they start to converse. He will say something, he will say something, he will say something, he will say something. Suddenly, Rumi makes sure that Jesus will sour and will say something very seriously. He will swear to God first. Why? In the story, Jesus doesn't need to swear, right? But here, Rumi makes sure to have your attention that this stuff that I'm saying Do you remember when he was